This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging people to get outside and enjoy Wisconsin trails as National Trails Day approaches on June 6th. National Trails Day is celebrated each year to highlight the importance of outdoor recreation, conservation, and trail stewardship. The DNR says Wisconsin offers thousands of miles of trails on public lands for hiking, biking, horseback riding, and other outdoor activities. The department and local partners are also celebrating several recent trail projects, including a ribbon-cutting event June 6 at the Brule River State Forest. Officials say roughly 9 miles of new multi-use trails will officially open there, offering opportunities for hiking, mountain biking, snowshoeing, and fat tire biking. The DNR is also reminding visitors that trail passes are required for some activities on certain state trails, and that pass purchases help fund trail maintenance and operations across Wisconsin. More information about Wisconsin trails and National Trails Day events is available on the DNR website. If you're planning to hit the trails this summer, the Wisconsin ATV and UTV Association is reminding riders of several new state laws that take effect today. Anyone riding or driving a UTV are now required to wear a seatbelt. If you intentionally cause damage with an ATV or UTV, you can be charged up to 3 times the cost to repair the damage beyond the fine. ATV or UTV operators may not tow objects bearing any person on a trail or route. However, the rule does not prohibit towing a disabled ATV or UTV. Riders must wear eye protection unless the vehicle has a windshield, and there are now window tint restrictions for UTVs. You can find the full list of regulations and class specifics on the DNR's website. The DNR encourages riders to review the full 2026 ATV and UTV law book and check local ordinances before heading out on the trails. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's classrooms are facing a growing crisis, and officials say the problem goes beyond just hiring. Poor retention and new graduates leaving the state are driving a teacher shortage that shows no signs of slowing down. But there may be a new solution in the works. Back in 2024, Congress approved more than $500,000 in federal funding to launch a teacher apprenticeship program right here in Wisconsin. State agencies, including the Department of Workforce Development, the Department of Public Instruction, and the Wisconsin Technical College System, teamed up with 2 universities to get the program off the ground. The idea? Let aspiring teachers earn while they learn, instead of the traditional path, a short internship, a bachelor's degree, and 1 semester of student teaching. This program flips the script entirely. Apprentices work inside classrooms now in support roles while training for their teaching credentials. And a prominent voter advocacy group is taking Wisconsin to court over how absentee ballots are handled when information is missing. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has filed a legal challenge against the state's current law, arguing it gives individual county clerks too much power to simply reject ballots without ever notifying voters there's a problem. They're asked to a Dane County judge, require all clerks to notify voters when something is missing, and give those voters a chance to fix it before their ballot is thrown out. That fix-it process is known legally as curing a ballot. The case puts a spotlight on inconsistencies in how absentee ballots are processed across Wisconsin and whether voters are being treated equally, regardless of where they live. And Wisconsin farmers are getting hit from multiple directions, and they want Washington to know it. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with farmers in Janesville this week, hearing firsthand how global tariffs, rising diesel prices, and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz are putting serious pressure on agricultural operations across the state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Miz wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers are back home at AmFam Field to host the Giants after beating the Astros yesterday in Houston 2-0. Another shutout performance by The Miz. Jacob Mizorowski, was he as good as he was on Memorial Day? Pat Murphy.
Did he have his best, most crisp stuff? No, but he gave us 7 innings and probably could have gave us a little more, but we want to be smart about, you know, everything we do there. His delivery was a little clunky, and I think he'll tell you that.
College baseball, the UWM Panthers play their final game tonight in a rematch against the Auburn Tigers, part of the NCAA Regionals. Auburn won in last night's game, 8-1. The Wisconsin Badgers have hired a new general manager. He's 50-year-old Morocco Brown, an NFL exec who has worked for four different teams, most recently the Indianapolis Colts, where his GM there, Chris Ballard, a Badgers alum, served on the search committee for Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 50s. It'll be mostly clear tomorrow, mostly sunny, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.